This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, live here in Austin on this Friday, November 21st, 2014. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be co-hosting with me from the UK. We've got some interesting guests today. We've got Paul Craig Roberts is going to be talking to us about some international issues and the economy. And we have a guest, Eric Rush, author of the book Negrophilia, From Slave Block to Pedestal. That's an important thing to look at right now as we're waiting for this verdict in Ferguson. One of the articles that we have on InfoWars right now, rioters to target whites, quote, "You will never be safe, not you, not your children." See, that's the issue. The issue is what started out, and we've seen this over and over again, not just in Ferguson, but in so many places. I remember when this first broke as news, it was yet another case of the police shooting somebody when their life was not in danger. I still believe that's the case. Yet you have this issue of an epidemic of police violence. Many people have spoken out on it. We're going to have a quote from Frank Serpico. I'm sure many of you, pretty much all of you, know him from the movie Serpico. But he spoke out and said that essentially we've moved from the biggest problem being corruption when he was in New York, essentially a corruption that came on by the war on drugs. That kind of prohibition always corrupts the police. But he says we've moved on from that. And now the issue really is this out-of-control, unchecked police violence. But, of course, they were able to take what could have been a thoughtful look at the situation, something that both sides could come together on, white and black could take a look at this and see that although this is something that is affecting black people more than it is white people, it is affecting everybody now. This is a true epidemic. They just had in the Albuquerque Police Department a memo, a course that's being put out on killology. We see them talking about puppycide because they're killing so many dogs. They're killing everyone. And all they have to do is say, "I feel that I was threatened," and they're given a pass. We could have a real discussion about how we get control of our government, get control of the police. But instead, they turned it into a racial paradigm, trying to turn it into a race war. And now we see also that they're reinforcing the fear of the police. The police have been told for a long time by Homeland Security, by the federal government, they've been told that they're in a war, that they need to fight back, that they're going to have to shoot first and keep shooting. And all this does is underscore that. This is going to basically further entrench this kind of war mentality when they're threatening the police, saying, "We're going to come to your house. We're going to come and get you." That's not the right way to approach this. We need to get control of the police. There needs to be accountability. Frank Serpico had some really good points to make in the Politico article. Would love to get him on. He's been on with Alex Jones many times. He's difficult to find. But that's the real issue. But instead, they're going to make it into a race war. So we have reporters that are there on the scene. Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs are going to be giving us updates on what is happening, the threats, the buildup, and anticipation of today, the grand jury meeting. We believe that they're going to, everyone believes that they're going to come across with their verdict today. And, of course, Darren Wilson, the police officer who did the shooting, is going to possibly resign. I guess that's going to be their olive branch of peace that they're going to make out there. But it's not really, I think, going to address the problem. They let this thing run for a very long time before they brought out any evidence that would justify what he did. I think that was a deliberate effort by the government to move this into a race war. So we're going to be talking to our reporters there in Ferguson, and as I said, we're going to be talking to Eric Rush on Negrophilia. Now, there's a lot of reactions today to Obama's amnesty speech yesterday. We're going to be talking about the reactions that people had to that, and we're going to talk about what that really means. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK.
we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Now, of course, last night was the amnesty speech that Obama gave, giving people permission to stay. Not necessarily making them citizens, but basically giving them the right to stay as long as they wish. And we've seen how this works out in many cases. We've had a measure in Illinois to allow people who aren't citizens to vote. We know that with the deferred action that was done for children, the DACA program, he allowed people up to the age of 31 to stay. And not only that, but to get free education benefits, to go to universities with a in-state tuition, in many cases a full ride. I mean, we're the ones who are paying for this. I look at one of the immigration groups, CASA, they say, was a major immigrant rights group that was based in Maryland and Virginia. They were planning three screening parties last night to watch this announcement. When I looked at that, CASA, you know, it's like mi casa, su casa, you know, my house is your house, except it's the other way around, isn't it? They're essentially saying to the American people, su casa, mi casa. Your house is my house. I'm coming to live with you, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. And that's essentially what Obama has done for them. Paul, they're saying that it's 11 million people that they believe are possibly here illegally at this point, and they're only going to extend legal status to half of those people. Who's counting these people? They don't have any idea how many people are here. He's created a massive entitlement program as well as incentivizing further illegal immigration.
Well, exactly. I mean, they always underplay the numbers that are most embarrassing to them. They underplay the jobs numbers on a routine basis. So who knows how many illegals are here? But as you said, they had the screening parties, the celebrations in the Mexican restaurants. And what they're all saying, the message is, this is only the beginning. The fight begins here. They want the welfare.
Yeah.
They want the medical benefits.
Yeah.
And they want the voting rights. This is only the start, David.
Oh, yeah. Of course it only begins here. We've been through all this before. We saw this back when Reagan did it in 1986, and that was going to be just allow the people who are already here to stay. They've got ties here, so just grant them the ability to stay. We'll fix the border here. We won't have any more illegal immigration. And yet it's continued to rise and unabated, actually accelerating. If you incentivize people coming here, and that's what Obama did with DACA, that's what he's doing with this announcement, you're going to get more of that. You're not going to get less of it.
Well, exactly. And then, you know, there's the constitutional perspective, which is key as far as I'm concerned. I think Pat Buchanan nailed it in his article today. He said future presidents will cite the Obama precedent. We have just taken a monumental step away from republicanism towards Caesarism.
Yes.
So this is ruled by diktat, the rejection of which sparked the American Revolution. But David, I mean, that revolution is not going to be led by the Republican leadership, because we know already they've come out with their lukewarm response against it, as we predicted yesterday.
Yes.
And it's encapsulated in a Washington Post article, which talks about how Boehner and McConnell are more concerned over the party's brand than anything else. They're concerned about having a stable period of GOP governance. And this is summed up in a quote by Peter King out of New York, a Republican, particularly illustrative of the rhino Republican rhetoric that we're seeing. He said it's the first real challenge for Boehner and McConnell together. They'd like to wipe the slate clean for when they start up next year with this situation behind us. And what he's talking about is eliminating the, quote, insurgent Tea Party Republicans, shunning them to the side, restricting their influence on the party, and dropping any opposition to Obama's executive amnesty. So the leadership of the Republican Party across the board will do absolutely nothing to stop this train wreck and to reverse what Obama has wrought on the country over the past 6 years.
Oh, absolutely. They want this badly. This is for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is for the large companies that want to have competition for blue-collar workers, for people at the bottom end of the scale. Those are the people who have traditionally been core to the Democrat Party. They're the ones that Obama has really betrayed. But the Republicans are betraying the country. The Republicans themselves, the Republican leadership, is betraying the Constitution. Now, we do have some Republicans who are speaking out on it. It remains to be seen what they're going to do. Louis Gohmert said, the president has said, well, Congress didn't act. I waited 6 years, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. And he said, that's outrageous. And it is. We have a system of checks and balances. We have a constitutional system. We have rule of law. Look at how many things, for example, Ronald Reagan, who was up against Democrats' majority in both houses of Congress, a lot of things that he wanted to do that they blocked him on. And he didn't say, well, you know, I waited for 6 months or I waited for 6 years and you didn't do what I wanted to do. So I'm just going to sign a bill and make it happen on my own without you. I mean, he didn't do that in spite of what they're saying about the amnesty. There was a really good article that really kind of laid that out. There's been a lot of back and forth between the left and right. AP put out a story earlier this week saying that, well, you know, both Reagan and Bush did exactly the same thing that Obama's doing. No, they didn't at all. This is a good analysis, Paul, that I saw on the Powerline blog. Basically, he got into some of the details of it. The Simpson-Mazzoli Act, the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, required Reagan, the president, to adjust the status of certain illegal immigrants to the category of, quote, alien lawfully admitted for temporary residence. It also authorized the Attorney General to allow other illegal immigrants who did not qualify for amnesty to remain in the U.S. if they needed to, quote, assure family unity. So the small number of people that was adjusted by Reagan later on was in compliance with that. And he said they even quoted it in their article, in their order, rather. They said the administration made it clear it was carrying out the direction of Congress. It even cited the section of law from the Simpson-Mazzoli Act that provided this direction. And he has the section of law there. The bottom line is that he was not acting against the will of the people. They were essentially implementing the law that was there.
Well, precisely. I mean, Pelosi came out before Obama's speech and said, basically, along with other establishment Democrats, look, Obama's only doing what Reagan did in 86, but Reagan didn't sign an executive order. It was an act passed by Congress. It was, even if you disagreed with it, it was constitutional. What Obama's doing, as Senator Sessions said, is becoming America's first emperor and going back on his own words from as recently as last year. In fact, Sessions quotes Obama in his article today, quote, I know some people want me to bypass Congress. This is Obama, remember, last year.
Yeah.
And change the laws on my own. That's not how our democracy functions. That's not how our Constitution is written. The problem is that I'm the President of the United States. I'm not the Emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed. So that was Obama last year responding to pressure from immigration activists and the foundations, lobby groups that support them to pass executive action on immigration. He basically said, I can't do that because it would violate the Constitution and make me an emperor.
Yes.
Now he's done exactly that. So yes, in his own words and with his own actions yesterday and today, Obama is admitting that he is now officially Caesar. He's the emperor. And this is just the beginning. As we talked about yesterday, we've got more coming down the pipeline. We've got global warming executive orders, which could completely eviscerate the U.S. economy. Talking about ridiculous reductions in carbon tax, first to 2005 levels. Eventually, they want an 80% reduction in carbon tax and then 100% reduction in carbon tax. So I guess, you know, human beings aren't going to be able to exhale for very much longer if they get their full agenda through. But this is only the beginning. If this precedent is set, as Buchanan said, it's going to grease the skids for something that could reverberate for the next several administrations and get worse and worse.
It fundamentally changes the structure of government. It essentially does make him a dictator. If he says, I gave this agenda to Congress, they didn't act on it, so I'm just going to ignore them and go over their heads. As you were pointing out, he's mentioned this several times. Rand Paul pointed that out in his speech yesterday. He said, the president has said 22 times previously that he does not have the power to legislate on immigration. You know, when you speak this with an executive order, when you dictate it, in other words, a dictator is somebody, the law comes out of their mouth. That's why they call them dictators. That's why he's a dictator. The only thing I disagree with here, he says, I believe immigration reform is needed. We must first secure the border. I don't think that it's going to be possible to secure the border as long as you incentivize illegal immigration in the way that Obama has with DACA, with this newest order, whatever they decide to call it. But there's been many, many cases already where he should have been impeached for criminal action. He and Eric Holder. And to allow them to have a pass for this long and to do nothing about it, we know that the Republicans don't want to do anything about it because, A, their corporate sponsors want this to happen, and B, they want the power when they become president. So they're going to set by and allow this to become even more concentrated into the hands of one man and let the entire elected Congress become this useless vestige of power that's just sitting there.
And the fact is, if you go and look at Dennis Kucinich's articles of impeachment against George W. Bush from back in, I think it was 2007, 2008, Obama, and this was a couple of years ago now, Obama has already fulfilled 27 out of the 35 articles of impeachment that were leveled against Bush. And he's probably added a few more to that tally since that was emphasized a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can add this to it. But as he said, it's very, very unlikely to happen because the Republican establishment is in league with the Democratic leadership. They're completely disinterested in standing up to this Obama-Caesar precedent, rule by dictat, just as the Democrat leadership failed to punish Bush for his unconstitutional activities in regards to illegal war and torture back in 2006, after the 2006 midterms. So they refuse to roll back the damage that Obama has done, because they, as he said, their only concern is remaining in power. They don't care about fixing the country.
Absolutely. We've got to go to break, Paul. We'll be right back.
Party monopoly in America.
Hang on right there. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We still have
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, November 21st, 2014, the day after Obama has just told 5 million people, they say, that they can stay. Of course, we don't really know how many people that is. They're not really keeping information on people as they come across our open borders. What he's done is he's created an entitlement program, and he's incentivized one more time in one more way illegal immigration. Now, Paul, we just had yesterday, as this was being done, we see just the opposite happening in Mexico. They announced that they're going to start charging Americans crossing the border $28 if they're going to come in a new pilot program. We, however, extend free health care, free education, a get-out-of-jail card for free. I mean, we do just the opposite. Has there ever been a country that has done this? Every other country requires, if you immigrate to that country, that you not only have to already have a means of support, already have an income, savings, that sort of thing, to show that you can support yourself and your family. I mean, that's Mexico, it's Belize, it's any country that you want to immigrate to, isn't it?
Well, precisely, unless they're following the European socialist model, which they are. Mm-hmm. And that's a key point. You have to understand the thinking that drives Obama and the people behind him. And again, it would take hours to explain, but it's best summed up in Dinesh D'Souza's America, Imagine a World Without Her. And basically, it sounds like a cliche, but it boils down to the fact that they hate America. And they think it should be completely transformed, yes, as you were making the point yesterday. Because Obama's mentors, the people like Reverend Wright, Phil Ayers, the domestic weather underground terrorist, mm-hmm, who, by the way, they invented the term white privilege. So yeah, they were the original race baiters, and they were a big influence on Obama. So it's based on this liberation theology, this idea that the land that is now America was stolen from Mexico during the war, which, mm-hmm, of course, during that time, all across the world, all territorial wars were fought over. They had battles over them. They were not stolen. They were won or lost in wars. That's not a positive or a negative thing. That's a neutral. That's just the way that the world worked at that time. But this racist, extremist ideology that the land was stolen from Mexicans has been inoculated in that culture, which the big foundations, the lobby groups have seized upon.
Well, actually,
this is the whole ideology
that drives
Obama, that drives the people behind him, which is why Nancy Pelosi likened it to the Emancipation Proclamation, right?
Yeah.
Because they think that the Mexicans in America, the illegals, are basically refugees, are slaves, because they should be in Mexico because the land was stolen.
I think there's
Ramos
a lesson
from Univision.
I think there's a lesson, Paul.
Obama paying back a debt. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's a lesson from the Mexican Revolution for Obama. It wasn't just Texas that revolted against a dictatorial tyrant. It was multiple provinces, three of them. Texas was just one of them, established governments. He was able to put down the revolution everywhere except in Texas, and it wasn't just Americans, people coming in from English-speaking people coming in from America. It was people who were Mexican, who were Hispanic, Latino, who were living in the area as well that revolted against that tyranny. That should be the lesson for them, not that it's some kind of Latins versus English people. I think it's interesting, too, to look at this situation that we had a report on yesterday. RT reported this American-born London mayor, maybe you can talk about this, Boris Johnson, refuses to pay taxes to the U.S. He left when he was 5 years old, and now the IRS is coming after this guy who's been mayor of London since 2008. I think maybe some of the people who are coming to this country might want to second guess whether they want to be U.S. citizens or not. There's a lot of baggage attached to that.
Well, I mean, the creators and the business owners are leaving America in droves,
yes,
the middle class.
Yes.
There's a flight away from America because they're the very people being punished under this transformative system that Obama is bringing in. And in fact, some of these illegals are now going to be, you know, semi-legal. They're going to get EITC payments because they're going to be enrolled in the tax system. They're not going to pay a lot of tax, but they're going to get a lot of benefits out of this EITC system. And that's being paid for by American taxpayers. So your dollars are going directly to these illegal immigrants as a result of this Obama program.
Well, the biggest area of taxation for most people, whether they realize it or not, are the local taxes that pay for the schools. And, of course, everyone, K through 12, is going to be getting a free ride if they're living in this area. They're also going to get free medical care, whether or not it's part of Obama, because that's part of the law. If you go to an emergency room, they have to treat you. So that's going to be something that is on our nickel. As I said before, it's really su casa, mi casa. Your house becomes my house, whether you like it or not. But I think it's kind of in reverse with what's going on with the London mayor. He's not even here, but they're coming after him for taxes. They're essentially getting a free ride. We'll be right back with Paul.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, joined with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We have Paul Craig Roberts coming up in the second hour. He's going to talk about the revival of the Cold War as well as economic issues. Of course, he was in the Reagan administration, a key economist there in the Treasury Department for Ronald Reagan. We're also going to have Eric Rush, who wrote the book Negrophilia, From Slave Block to Pedestal, because what is coming up in Ferguson is a complete takeover of what really should have been talked about, not just because of that single shooting. There's so much anger and unrest there because that is not an isolated incident.
There's a pattern of behavior, an epidemic of police violence throughout this country, not just in Ferguson. Certainly race plays a part of it. It is a component, but they have made it solely about race. And so we're going to talk to him about that, talk to him about, we'll also be talking with Paul Joseph Watson about why we can't have real, genuine police reform. We're also going to have Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson joining us from Ferguson. Our reporters are there on the scene. Today is the day that we are expecting to hear the verdict announced there. Before I go back to Paul Joseph Watson, though, I wanted to let you know that Silver Bullet is back. That's how we pay for the Alex Jones radio show here, is the products that we sell. And this is a great product. This is concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water. Very high concentration makes it difficult and dangerous to produce this in this kind of high concentration. So it could run out very soon. It takes at least 6 more weeks to get it in. This is a great time to stock up on silver, of course, with flu season coming up and many other viruses coming around during the winter. Colloidal silver is a vital supplement for maintaining your healthy lifestyle. There's never been a more important time to have a powerful and clean form of colloidal silver within reach for you and your family. Go to InfoWarsLife.com to order Silver Bullet now. You can call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet is back, and it is a limited supply. Well, Paul, today we've got the verdict coming out of Ferguson, most people believe, with the grand jury that's going to deliver their verdict. Everybody expects that Darren Wilson is going to walk. He has made it known that he is willing to resign, I guess, is kind of a peace offering. We're going to be going to Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs and Ferguson later in the show. But what's your take on this from looking at it from a distance?
Well, I put a video out a couple of days ago, the truth about the Michael Brown shooting. And you have to bear in mind, I mean, I would preface this by saying I've written numerous articles about police brutality directed against black people. Recently, there was the case in New York where the guy was choked to death by a police officer for the crime of selling cigarettes on the street.
Yes.
I mean, that caused some protest. It was in the news for about a week. Then it completely disappeared. It was forgotten about, even though it was a clear-cut case of police brutality, and in my mind, at least manslaughter. And the evidence is there for everybody to see on tape. With this Michael Brown situation, it's a lot more ambiguous, which is what we find time and time again. The race baiters, the Al Sharptons of the world, they always jump on the ambiguous cases, the Trayvon Martins, the Michael Browns, and immediately decide on the guilt of whoever whoever they want to demonize is involved before any evidence has come in. The problem with this Michael Brown situation, again, there's a police problem in Ferguson. There's a genuine problem with police brutality in Ferguson. There's a massive problem with police brutality across America. Nobody's denying that, and nobody's championed fixing that problem as much as we have. But if you look at the actual evidence in the Michael Brown case, at best, it's ambiguous. And at worst, if you look at the autopsy, the ballistics evidence, and what the eyewitnesses said, which we can get onto in a moment, it backs up Officer Wilson's case, and that's the problem. The black leaders that have jumped on board, the race baiters, the Al Sharptons, you know, the FBI, former FBI informant, and his ilk, have refused to take into account any of this evidence because it doesn't fit the narrative that they're trying to advance, which again is based around race baiting, which we've explained on many occasions, benefits nobody whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely. My only concern about it is that they took a very, very long time to put out any evidence that would clear the officer. That took a very long time. They should have come out with that right away unless they wanted this tension to build. That's my concern about it. You know, whenever something like this happens and they've got a crisis, they always try to use it to the maximum, whether it's for gun control or whether it's to try to stoke a race war. And when I look at the way this thing was handled, that's my big concern about it, is that that was really, I think that was part of the agenda. I think they deliberately let this thing run for a very long time before they gave any evidence that would clear the officer. But I want to get your reaction to this, Paul. It just came out of the Albuquerque Police Department, and of course, Albuquerque is famous for being the place that has the highest number of shootings per capita, many, many times more than, let's say, New York City, for example. So much so that for several years they've been under the scrutiny of the Department of Justice, supposedly trying to get them to stop, although we know that this kind of mentality is coming out of Washington. Now we see, just as they announced, I think it was just like 9 days earlier, they announced an agreement with the Department of Justice that they were going to change their approach, their mentality towards the public. And, of course, not only are their statistics out of control, but I think the one incident that really galvanized this with everybody was the shooting of that homeless man up on the hill. That was what was recorded on their police cameras, and everybody saw them shoot this unarmed man at a distance, kill him at a distance where he could not effectively harm them in any way, shape, or form. He was unarmed. Nevertheless, this is what just came out, a killology instruction class. Now, this is a guy who, this is the actual title of it, it's Bulletproof Mind, Prevailing in Violent Encounters Before and After. This is a class that's going to be taught to the Albuquerque police officers. This guy represents himself as the world's leading combat authority and the founder of Killology. He says, there are people who wake up every morning determined to send your family into a box. Are you aware that you're in a war and you are the warrior? See, that warrior mentality, that encapsulates it in that one sentence. That encapsulates what the federal government with Homeland Security has been telling police for so long. That's why there's this mentality. That's the thing that's underlying this epidemic of police violence. So you can see on the monitor, that's the shooting in the Albuquerque Hills of that homeless man who was camping out. They killed him because he was camping out and wouldn't follow their orders, evidently. And perhaps there's some mental issues there, but he certainly was not a threat to them. If you or I have a gun and we have it for our self-defense, and we shoot somebody who is not an immediate threat to us, that is called murder, and it should be called murder. And it should be called murder even if you're wearing a blue uniform. It should be called murder. Now, of course, the Department of Justice says we need to shift away from this mentality of viewing all citizens as enemy combatants of some sort, and yet they're the ones, the very ones, who are pushing this sort of thing. And that's what is being stoked on the other side of this as the demonstrators are threatening the police in the streets, saying, we're going to come to your house, we're going to shoot your kids. I see this whole thing moving into a race war, moving into a violent conflict, and stoking this whole mentality that's being sold by the central government that this is a war zone. Paul, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, and it goes back to the point I just made. The media and the establishment, the black leadership groups that completely sell out black people every chance they get, they only jump on the ambiguous cases when you've got the homeless guy being shot and the officer beforehand that came out on tape saying, I'm going to shoot him in the penis, yeah, deliberately went out to kill him. Yes. Of course, we had the Kelly Thomas brutal beating, which ended in his death. Mm-hmm. The war against homeless people, that gets basically zero attention. There were people back in May storming the council meetings in Albuquerque trying to arrest the chief of police,
yes,
over this police brutality. They've had 40 shootings since 2010, 25 of which were fatalities. They stormed the council meetings on numerous occasions. And again, it was only in local media. That was a huge story with the killing of the homeless man and the repercussions afterwards. But it never went outside local Albuquerque media. There were maybe sporadic mentions, but nothing like Ferguson, nothing like Trayvon Martin. And even in cases, as I said, where black people are targeted and killed by police, if it can't be made into a race-baiting issue, if it can't be hijacked by the likes of Al Sharpton and Obama, if it's ambiguous, which it is in the Brown and Trayvon Martin cases,
yes,
they're not interested in it. And
yes,
why
that's
is
exactly
that?
Right. They seize exactly, when you said that, they seize on the ambiguous cases, they elevate those, they try to highlight the ambiguity. They try to highlight what might exonerate somebody early on. They are deliberately stoking this thing, but we really do need to have a discussion. And of course, we're not getting that discussion on what do we do about the police. There's another article here. This is Buffalo, New York. They're talking about one police department, a small police department in Buffalo, has shot 92 dogs in 3 years. One of the officers has killed about a third of those, 25 of them by himself. One officer has killed these dogs. Now, why is this important? It's not that dogs are more important than human lives, because we know that people are getting shot down on the streets all the time as well. But this tells you about the mentality. It also tells you about what's driving this, of course, because in many of these cases, it's a situation where they have a SWAT team with a no-knock raid. And, of course, dogs are going to bark when somebody comes to your door. In most cases, it startles them. What do you think they're going to do when somebody blows the door open? But they don't even wait for that. We've had videos that have surfaced in recent weeks of a small dog that was running away and being shot by the police as it was running away. We've got another video of the police calling a dog over to them and shooting it. They put these videos up. And, Paul, when I look at this, it reminds me that one of the characteristics of serial killers is that they are cruel to animals at a very young age. It's a lack of empathy, and that's the dangerous thing, when they can look at a dog that is no threat to them, brag about the fact that they're killing these animals. That shows that they don't have any empathy for any living things. And, of course, we see them doing this over and over again to the general public, as we've been talking about so many years here at InfoWars, and yet there is nothing that's being done about that, because they always move it into some kind of a, like you said, they choose the ambiguous situation and move it into a race war.
Yes. It's the fact they're being trained to immediately escalate situations and immediately resort to violent force without adequately surveying the severity of the situation. That seems to happen in every single case. And that must come from their training. Yeah. There are good cops out there that need to speak out against this. But with the Ferguson situation, I mean, I've made the point that these violent protests by the agitators that have hijacked the initial protests, they only serve to delegitimize opposition to police brutality, which is a genuine problem. So now you've got the entirety of the conservative media, basically, in America, pouring scorn on all of these Ferguson activists and demonstrators. Yet the problem of police brutality is very real. But in that circumstance, it's being delegitimized when these people loot and become violent, because the conservative media analyzes the evidence in the Brown case, which clearly shows that, I mean, look at the autopsy results. He did struggle with the officer in the car. He did try to grab his gun, all the evidence suggests. Six black witnesses said that he charged Wilson afterwards, and that's when he shot him again. The evidence shows that his hands were not up when the final shots were fired. They were down by his side. So again, that whole narrative, hands up, don't shoot, comes completely undone by the actual autopsy evidence.
Yes.
And you've got forensic pathologists like Judy Melanek asserting that there's no evidence that he attempted to surrender when Wilson shot him in the street again. So when the conservative media looks at that and sees that there's not actually a huge case against Officer Wilson, which is why he will probably be acquitted on the evidence, they then look at it and see, they make the judgment that these black people, these people in Ferguson, are just rioting for the sake of it and looting for the sake of it, overlooking a genuine police problem in Ferguson and dismissing and diminishing the legitimacy of the police brutality problem that has swept America over the last 10, 15 years, which is documented by the likes of the ACLU, you know, the increasing use of SWAT teams raiding houses, throwing flashbangs in babies' cribs. It's a genuine problem.
Yeah,
but the conservative media sees this evidence, and then they use it to dismiss the general issue of police brutality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I say that it delegitimizes opposition to police brutality. When you actually base a whole movement, and that movement becomes violent, on a case like the Michael Brown shooting, which if you actually study the evidence, Officer Wilson will be acquitted for it based on that evidence, not because he's white, but because the evidence suggests that his story, his account is true.
Exactly. You've got the agent provocateurs that are there doing their job. You've got the government, which could have released this information that would clear Officer Wilson. But, you know, I think, as you pointed out, this is something that they are really using to essentially stoke the race war, to stoke the tension between the police and the public, to drive home the point that the mentality that they've been trying to sell the police for a very long time, that they're combatants in a war, and that the public is the enemy combatant. We see that in documents from the federal government constantly. We see that in the training that they're giving their police departments, just as this latest memo surfaces from the Albuquerque Police Department. I think it was interesting, Paul, and I wanted to read a couple of comments here that Frank Serpico had. And, of course, everybody has seen the movie Serpico with Al Pacino. You know that story very well. But he says he tried to be an honest cop in a force that was full of bribe takers. He thinks that police violence has gotten worse as bribery has gotten less. Now, I don't know about that. Clearly, the bribery is not as visible as people getting shot down in the streets. You didn't see that kind of people could still be on the take. And, of course, we know that both of these things actually are coming from the war on drugs. That's the thing that corrupted the police when Serpico was a cop in New York. It was the war on drugs. But now the aspect of the war on drugs that is coming home to roost are these no-knock SWAT team raids, that kind of violence. That's what's behind so many of these shootings, and that's what has been feeding this mentality of a militarized police. He said the problem facing people across the country is that the police departments are useless at investigating themselves. He says this may be the problem in Ferguson, Missouri, which has been a lightning rod for discontent, even though the circumstances under which an African-American youth, Michael Brown, was shot remain unclear. He said most cops today can pull out their weapons and fire without fear that anything will happen to them, even if they shoot someone wrongfully. What do you think that does to their psychology as they patrol the streets, that sense of invulnerability? The famous old saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We still don't know how many of these incidents occur each year, even though Congress enacted the Violent Crime Control Act 20 years ago. These reports on the police violence were never issued. That's Frank Serpico. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, and we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts in the next hour.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, with Paul Joseph Watson, who's joining us from the UK. And we were just talking before the break about how unfortunate it is that the system has once more taken what should have been a discussion about the epidemic of police violence and essentially seizing on a situation that they knew the officer would get exonerated, turning that into a situation where they can exploit racial tensions, where they can fuel the fires of suspicion between police officers, the attitude that they are in a war zone, that the public is the enemy combatant. All of those are the things that we expect to see come out of Ferguson. That's what we are seeing coming out of Ferguson, rather than any kind of discussion about limiting the rules of engagement, essentially holding the police to the same standards that they hold other police to, other people to. As Serpico put it, he came up with 6 points in his article here that's on Politico, and you really need to take a look at this. This was back on August 23rd. It's a great article from Serpico. He lays out the problems, and he has 6 solutions, he thinks. Now, one of those I thought was interesting was require community involvement from police officers so they know the districts and the individuals they're policing. That will encourage empathy and understanding. I've seen a lot of that go down since, you know, when they started with police, they were walking neighborhoods and big cities. That's really where the policing started in big cities. People knew who the police were. The police knew the people. Yet now we see there's no such connection. They're typically in police cars. They're typically harassing people for minor traffic violations. They're doing nothing really to protect the residents. They don't know the residents. There's no connection there within the community. But he also says, of course, enforce the laws against everyone, including police officers. And he says, last but not least, police cannot police themselves. We need to have permanent independent boards to review incidents of police corruption and brutality. If there was some kind of an independent board, I don't think they would have been able to manipulate this situation in Ferguson to get where it is today, Paul.
Well, exactly. There was a cop who came out the other day. I forgot out of what area. He was making the point that 80% of crime, violent crime in many cities, is black-on-black crime. And amidst this race-baiting national debate, that black-on-black violent crime, which is a far bigger problem, gets ignored. And then the other problem, as you mentioned, is there seems to be no retribution against the police that engage in this brutality. The cop who pepper-sprayed Occupy demonstrators, you remember that famous footage?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he got, I forgot whether it was, I think it was an insurance payout because his livelihood was harmed by the publicity of that incident.
Yeah,
so he was actually rewarded by, I think it was at least $100,000 for pepper spraying, you know, 24 students directly in the face in that horrific famous footage that we all saw.
Yeah.
So as he said, when there's no retribution against them, they're just as likely to do it even more so. It doesn't discourage police brutality, it encourages it.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't see any movement towards trying to get independent boards who are going to oversee what the police are doing. Instead, we're going just the opposite into more of a police state. We've got this report out of Pennsylvania where they're going to allow the police who are in the schools. I'm looking at this picture, and I see 2 police officers looking at this little kid being accompanied by her parent walking her in. And it's like, what is wrong with this picture? It's like, oh, that's right. They didn't have police in the schools when I went to school, number one. Number two, listen to what they're going to do. Says the superintendent says, I can't imagine a scenario
that would get to a search down to the undergarments, yet they still felt it necessary to give that power to the police in the schools. They're going to allow them to strip search the kids, even though they say, well, I can't even understand why we would do that. We're not going to do that to search for drugs. I don't really know, but hey, we should have the power to do whatever we want. That's the mentality that is feeding the police state in America. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson, and Paul Craig Roberts is going to be joining us right after the top of the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going
to
promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.